tell you another story. So I was down in New Mexico. I was going to go to see Jesse Wolf Hardin. And he lives in this amazing canyon. It's so beautiful. I don't really like the desert very much, but this canyon's so beautiful. And to get there, you got to cross this stream, I think, 7 times. And I was there with my friend Bruce. And as we crossed the stream the last time, Scott, the guy who was driving us in, stops the truck and says, I think the stream wants you to get in, so why don't you get out of the truck and go get in? I said, okay, whatever. And so we get out, and we go walking, and he's right, the stream really wants, well, at least it wants me to get in, doesn't really want Bruce to get in. And so we go down a little ways, and then I take off my clothes, and I go swimming. And I've always had this thing about water where I can't see the bottom. It kind of scares me. I never swim in reservoirs or lakes because, like, if some water plant brushes against my leg, you basically can call me Jesus because I'm walking on water till I get to shore. But this stream was only about as wide as from here to the wall, and there was a place about this wide and maybe 5 or 6 feet long that I couldn't see the bottom, and I was reasonably sure that a family of sharks lived down there. And it's kind of weird because I don't have a generalized fear of nature. It's a very specific thing, like bears. You know, bears don't scare me at all. There's bears. I was talking to my mom actually this morning, and she's really mad at the bear because it comes and breaks her hummingbird feeders every night. And she's mad at my dogs because my dogs don't chase it away. And my dogs basically lie on the porch and say, hey, there's a bear. And I get really excited. I live in the middle of redwoods. It's a very, very thick forest. And I love to just go crawling through the game trails. And I'll call up a friend and say, you would not believe the size of the pile of bear shit I saw today. Which, come to think of it, probably explains why I don't have that many friends. Anyway, one time when I was a kid, I was going bear hands fishing up in Golden Gate State Park. And the way you do that is you crawl up to the stream, and then you jump up. And when you jump up, the fish all scatter. And then you get in, and I would reach under the rock where they were hiding, and I would pull them out. I wouldn't take them out of the water. I'd pull them out, and I'd look at them, and I'd let them go. And I was there with my sister's husband, and Al. And I was saying that my other sister's in the back of the room there. She's very cool. Anyway, I'm in the stream, you know, no shoes, no socks, cut off, no shirt. And my brother-in-law's right next to the stream. And we hear this sound. We look up, and there's a bear about as far as from me to you. And my brother-in-law says, run, Derek, run. And I say, I'm not going to run. I'm not wearing any shoes. And then the bear, notwithstanding the fact that she's not wearing shoes, she takes off. So I tell this story to Bruce as I'm there in the creek. Right when I get to the punchline, this crawdad pinches my toes. Of course, I scream and get out of the water immediately. And I can just imagine this crawdad going, you know, he's not afraid of bears, but look right here. So I put on my clothes and go up to Jesse's house. And I tell him that story. And I say, you know, this was so beautiful. And the only thing wrong with this afternoon is that I wasn't here with a lover because the land was really demanding that some love be made. And Jesse started laughing and he said, you know, we have to ask what's wrong with any land that doesn't demand that of us. And I just love that. That's really changed how I look at cities, for one thing. But yeah, I just love that. Anyway, back to the story.